This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service and the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab.
Filling in for Marianne Hill, I'm Danny Wisnett. Dr. Bruce Walker is the director of the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. Walker, members of his Sonification Lab, and GAR's Assistive Tech show host, Marianne Hill, are in Africa this month, working with Our Reading Spaces Enable on a project to teach blind students in Kenya how to read through the use of computers. Walker talks about the purpose and intended outcome of this special trip.
It's, as far as I'm concerned, it's all about meeting people and establishing a relationship and rapport, convincing them that this blend of development / charity plus research is a useful endeavor, and then trying to convince the stakeholders to carry the ball the next part. I was giving the example to some people. By the time this is all said and done, you know, in a year or two, you're going to have, you know, and Coca-Cola and Google and whomever have stepped up, and Microsoft stepped up, you're going to have computer labs in several or all of these schools for the visually impaired. There's going to be lots of great things that come out in the short run, but then you're also going to have a workforce, right? These visually impaired students are going to graduate. And think about the possibility of having a call center in Nairobi, which serves all of Africa and is perfectly staffed by highly computer literate, educated, now more educated, visually impaired people. That's a great possibility.
Thank you for joining us for this month's episode of Assistive Tech. Filling in for host Marianne Hill, I'm Danny Wisnett.